We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us. The last 2 days excepted, this winter's been so cold it's been hard to wait for a bus outside, let alone plan an outdoor adventure. And for kids, that's meant a lot of time cooped up indoors. But an exhibit recently opened at the Betty Brin Children's Museum aims to get kids excited enough about the natural environment that they'll want to head outdoors when spring finally sets in for good. It's the second time the Smokey Bear and Woodsy Owl Home Sweet Home exhibit has been on display here. It started as a local initiative with the U.S. Forest Service, but it was successful enough that the exhibit went out to other museums around the country. Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke met up at the exhibit with Kristen Adams, Chief Advancement Director at the Betty Brin Museum, and with Gene Klassen, who heads up the U.S. Forest Service's Urban Connections Program in Milwaukee. While Smokey Bear and Woodsy Owl are icons to people of a certain age, Klassen talked about whether kids in 2014 hold them in the same esteem.
Well, that was part of this idea of the exhibit, too, was to kind of reintroduce a new generation to the characters Smokey Bear and Woodsy Owl. And certainly a lot of the parents do know, and so they loved the characters when they were growing up, and they wanted to introduce their kids to Smokey and Woodsy.
Well, so talk about how this partnership evolved. Where did it begin?
Well, I think we both had a dialogue going. It was kind of started off more as a local level. How can we partner locally? We're physically, our buildings are right across the street from each other, up the block. And on the museum's end, we just started an initiative. It was an exhibit development initiative where we had been renting educational exhibits from other institutions across the country. And we just felt they weren't highly interactive. And there were some things that we felt were missing. So we started doing that on our own. And one thing we did realize in our peer industry, there was a lack for environmental education. So for us to be able to introduce the Smokey Bear and Woodsy Owl, the messages behind that, and integrate that into an interactive exhibit for young children was a huge opportunity for us. So our interest was there. We had just started the initiative. This was our second national traveling exhibit project. And the U.S. Forest Service was kind enough to partner with us.
Well, and where did you start? How did you set about to bring the message that you already do for an older audience to younger people?
We had several meetings, and we would come with our key messages that we would like to share. You know, our goal of our Urban Connections program is to connect urban residents to the Forest Service. And some of our key messages, of course, are, you know, getting outside, trying new recreation opportunities, going camping, hiking. So it just felt like whatever key message we wanted the museum to share, they found a really fun, creative way to share it with this age group.
We're not ordering something on Amazon. This is something we created together. So developing those ideas, and for us, it really translated into a physical experience of a pretend woodland, urban, and stream setting. So kids are really coming into what looks like an outdoor experience replicated indoors. And it's 1,500 square feet. It's highly interactive. There's close to 100 interactive activities to do, and we feel really proud that we were able to communicate those messages from Smokey and Woodsy in a really interactive way.
And, you know, for example, the idea of one thing we want to share with our urban audiences is the career opportunities with the Forest Service. So, you know, again, thinking, well, there's probably not a way to share that with this age group, but they came up with these little uniforms that the kids can wear, you know, a little Smokey hat, and they get so excited about pretending they're, you know, a biologist or a cartographer or different careers.
We really wanted families to be inspired to head outdoors.
It would be a mistake to,
right,
to say
absolutely
that this is going to replicate the outdoors.
So a lot of people have asked, you know, is this an outdoor experience? No, it is not. But we certainly want the takeaway to be to, you know, if you can get up northern Wisconsin to the fabulous forests that we have here, if you can get to your local parks, head to your backyard. Nature is so important to the healthy development of children and for us as human beings. So it's so important for them to connect with nature. Secondly, we wanted to make sure that Smokey's, you know, safety messages and Woodsy Owl's conservation messages were clearly communicated and really inspire children to become stewards of the land. We want them to understand that there are simple and easy ways that you and your family, so even if mom and dad isn't doing it, you can also remind mom and dad to shut off the water faucet. Hey, maybe we should put a rain barrel in our backyard. Let's plant a little tree together. These are wonderful family activities that everyone can do, and inspiring them to take some responsibility when they're at home or when they're out exploring nature. And for the Children's Museum, our final objective was really to ensure that early learning experiences, which help children to develop important social, academic, and physical skills, were integrated in the activities. So we based everything on Wisconsin and national academic standards, as well as early learning standards. So I think having that all come together, we're really, really proud.
Now, if I understand correctly, after this was at Betty Brin in 2009, it went on the road. Has it changed at all since the time it first premiered?
Well, it's changed in that 700,000 people have experienced it. So because of that, you know, when it was built, I mean, it was built not only using green materials and sustainable materials, the design of the build was really well thought out, but it's built for safety and security and durability. So we had anticipated about a four-year tour, and we are now at that mark. But thanks to the U.S. Forest Service, we've received a new grant that will enable us to refurbish, maintain, and integrate some new messages. I know that it's important to the Forest Service, as well as the museum, to perhaps expand on the career opportunities. So that's one thing that we're going to be looking at. But really, you know, maintaining and making sure that it's durable enough to withstand another 4 years. So that wonderful opportunity will extend the tour till 2016. It's already been to 12 science centers, children's museums, natural history museums across the United States. So it'll extend that tour.
When you design an exhibit like this, do you test market it on kids before it becomes a full-fledged exhibit? Are kids involved in the planning process?
It depends on the activity. Yes, we do. Sometimes we just bounce ideas off of kids. Sometimes we'll take a prototype and invite them into our shop and in a controlled setting and let them play or tinker around. And, you know, sometimes we use ideas from activities that we know are tried and true here and that we change it up or replicate it in some way that we know is going to be valuable for this experience.
And so in this case, was that part of the process?
Yes. And it's a good one. It does take time, though. We had 2 years to do that. So being able to prototype some things, the real prototyping really doesn't happen until the full experience comes together. It is a brand new thing. So what we do is we have education staff, we have exhibit staff for any brand new opening that are scheduled, and we are here and we are watching. Kids do not play with things that you know sometimes that you intended, or they find new, creative, wonderful ways to explore activities. And they put props in strange places throughout the exhibit. So it's really a test period for us once it's up and running. That's why we always premiere an exhibit here, so that if there's any changes that we need to make in the exhibit experience, that happens here before it leaves and goes on the road.
From the Forest Service perspective, how do you know that you've done it right?
That's a good question. I think certainly the numbers that Kristen has shared, you know, the number of museums and science centers it's been to across the country, the number of kids and families that it's reached, the publicity, the sharing of the messages that has gone through different, you know, Forest Service channels and different media outlets. We were so pleased with the exhibit, and just I'm amazed at how they were able to make messages like energy fun and the water cycle. I mean, it just every element was just so creatively done and so much fun for kids when you watch them play with the different activities.
Well, and so give us some examples of what's actually here and how you turned that message into something that's interactive and fun for kids to play with. Let's say the energy and the water cycle.
Sure. For that, we have in our urban setting, we have a pretend house that kids can step into. There is an activity where we hear, and I don't know if our listeners can hear it, but we have a dripping faucet, and that can equate into about 50 gallons a day in wasted water. So there is an audio prompt that comes on that tells kids, let's turn that water off, and then when they do turn the faucet, it gives them a congratulatory message saying, good job. We have a generator activity, a hand-cranked generator, where kids have to use their own power to crank it, and then we have a radio, a fan, a light that they can experiment. How much energy does it really take? And then, you know, there's the takeaway from that, it's a lot. So let's conserve it and let's be thoughtful about turning our lights off. We also have a woodsy recycling activity in there, which is very, very popular. We have a pretend kitchen setting so that they can take the paper and the glass and the metal items, the cans. They can sort them in our kitchen. That's also a great pre-math activity, matching and sorting, putting them in the appropriate appropriate bin. And we tried to make it fun for actually getting them to restock those wonderful materials, because that's always the challenge. On the outside of the house, we have opportunities for them to work and put some recycled materials for insulation. We have some recycled denim and newspaper materials. We have some recycled shingles that they can put up. So they get to do a little bit of carpentry work here using some recycled materials. And, you know, that was also integrating the exhibit. We used water-based paints and toxic-free paints, as well as in the house. We also have countertops made out of crushed sunflower seeds. It is very cool. So just in that one small component, you can see that we really jam-packed a lot of activities to try and get those conservation messages across.
The water cycle activity you can see over here with Woodsy Owl, it actually, they utilize golf balls as water droplets, and so the kids have them go up, and it comes down as the rain goes across the roof and through the different stages into the rain barrel and then into the garden, and it really is a creative way to show kids how the water cycle works.
It is something to be able to experience this during a winter that has often been so cold that you would not want to be outside.
We're both laughing. Yes, it is. It has been really, it's been a brutal winter. We're hardy here in Wisconsin, but I will say, on our end, I think the museum has been a great resource for not only families, but educators who are looking to expand or complement their classroom curriculum. We just had 110 kids here this morning through three different school groups, and we have families with young children playing here today. So we know it's a great opportunity. I know we all know spring is around the corner, and our wonderful pretend trees here are reminding everyone of that.
And the fishing boat.
Yes.
Things to look forward to get outdoors.
Exactly. Well, thanks to both of you, and best of luck with this exhibit and going forward.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch.
Kristen Adams is the Chief Advancement Director at the Betty Brin Children's Museum. Jean Klassen is with the U.S. Forest Service's Urban Connections Program in Milwaukee. They spoke with Mitch Teich at the exhibit Smokey Bear and Woodsy Owl, Home Sweet Home, which is open at the museum until May 4th. You can see pictures at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one last break, and then Milwaukee Gospel Quartet, the Queens of Harmony, join us in the studio ahead of their Friday night performance at the Pabst Theater. Lake Effect returns with that in just a moment on WUWM.